Do you want to know what to prepare for when you're trying to heal your eczema? What about those mental obstacles that are going to come our way that if we don't face head on can keep us from continuing our healing journey? Gina from Healthy Little Vittles is sharing her healing journey and the incredible tips that she has learned along the way that we all need to know. Stay tuned. So here's the big question. How do you heal your eczema for good? How do you get to the point where you're comfortable in your own skin and aren't embarrassed to show it off? How do you stop using creams and medications that only work for a short while and find a long-term solution? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey Podcast. Hey guys, Jocelyn jumping in here again. I wanted to let you know that today's episode is sponsored by Audible. If you haven't heard of Audible, it's the easiest way to listen to audiobooks. If you don't have Audible currently, you can get a free audiobook today and a 30-day free trial to Audible as well. If you don't like it, you can cancel before the 30 days are up and you still get to keep the book, which is what I love. They don't just take it away from you. They have so many titles, including several of the medical medium's books, including his newest one, Cleanse to Heal. So the audiobooks are amazing for busy moms. We're constantly on the move, right? Well, with Audible, you don't have to sit down and read a book. You can be driving, moving, bathing the kids, taking a shower, exercising. You can pretty much be doing it all as us moms normally do. Another great thing about Audible is the ability to listen across several devices without losing your spot. I don't know about you, but I hate when I lose my spot in a book. And with Audible, you don't gotta worry about that. Get your free audiobook and start your free 30-day Audible trial by going to audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/eczema-free. Alrighty, hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're about to jump into today's podcast, but before we do, I wanted to share something with you. If you're looking to get your child eating better, I have something to help and it is completely free. After struggling for way too long trying to get my two kids under 4 years old to eat more fruits and veggies, I finally discovered 8 key ways to improve their eating and I wanted to give it to you. Why? Because I know the struggle and I don't want you to have to go through that any longer. So I am sharing something that I've tested myself. These methods are what has worked for me. They're surprisingly simple and effective, which is why I thought you could really benefit from it. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, download your copy now at theeczemafreejourney.com/e. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. All right, now that that's off my chest, let's get to that podcast I told you about. Hello, Healing Nation, and welcome to the Eczema Free Journey podcast. My name is Jocelyn Diaz, and today I'm talking with Gina Fontana. Gina is the published author, food blogger, and photographer at Healthy Little Vittles, a food blog dedicated to gluten-free, vegan, plant-based recipes. Today we're going to be talking about how Gina discovered food was hurting her health and what she has done to turn her health around. Welcome, Gina, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Gina, so I love to start it off with this fun question. Tell me, what is one fun fact about you that no one really knows about?
Well, some people know, but a lot of people are very surprised when they learn that I used to be in like an electro pop band, and I was the singer. And I used to wear lots of makeup and do my hair kind of crazy, so it's kind of hard to recognize me, and they're like, whoa, that's you, and I'm like, here you go.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. How long did you do that?
When I was in college, so probably, gosh, you know, 4-ish years.
Interesting. And do you still sing?
It was fun. I used to sing with my church, and then I got pregnant with my son, so, you know, it's kind of hard. And then I got pregnant with my daughter, so it's kind of hard to kind of go back to that when, you know, you have kids, but maybe someday.
Very cool. So now you sing to your kids, maybe. That's your approach now.
I do. I sing to them every night before bed.
I love it. That's me too, but I don't know if my kids, if I have as good as a singing voice as you do, but to my kids, I think they so appreciate it.
They do.
That's so cool. I I have never the closest I've come to being in a band is singing karaoke, and I was not good at it, to be honest. But that's so interesting to kind of be able to look back and see, like, I used to do that. And like when your kids
Yeah.
get older, be like, that was me.
That was me. Yep. And they're like, no, just like everybody else. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it, Gina. All righty. So now let's get into the kind of the meat of the podcast. So, Gina, I'd like to start off by if you could just kind of tell us, like, what caused you to begin down this gluten-free, plant-based vegan journey?
Yeah, so growing up, this was not my lifestyle whatsoever. I grew up in a meat and potato household, and you know, I kind of suffered from health ailments my whole life, visiting doctors after doctor, only to come up with no definitive diagnosis. You know, and it was never attributed back to something I was eating. And so I just became disheartened and quit going and quit kind of searching for answers. And I just did my best to deal with, you know, the pain, the fatigue, you know, and just thinking this is how it was going to be. And then one day I participated in, it's called the Daniel Fast with my church. And it's a religious based fast, but it's where you only consume vegetables and fruits like nuts and grains and seeds for 21 days. And about a week in, I felt amazing. Like symptoms were gone, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this is awesome. There has got to be something going on related to food. And so that's kind of what jump started my journey. And you know, once the fast was over, I began to eat normally again, you know, the way I had been before the fast, and my symptoms returned. And so then I knew for sure it was something I was eating. So that kind of just really pushed me to dig deeper. I did diet journals, and I just really took the time to figure it out because I knew that I could feel good. And I really liked that feeling. I had more energy. I mean, who doesn't want to feel good, right? I mean, and so yeah, that's kind of what started me on my journey. And I started, you know, with the gluten, cutting gluten out, and that was like life-changing. And then I moved to the dairy and the eggs. Also, you know, saw some more benefits there. And so yeah, so that's kind of what started it, and I've just been evolving, and that's started the snowball, you know, like down the hill of my lifestyle. So
That's incredible to hear that you kind of you got a taste of, like, wait, this is I can feel better by changing, right?
yeah.
Like what you eat. How did you feel when you started to see improvements in your health?
Oh my gosh. I mean, well, I would suffer from extreme joint pain, migraines, fatigue, just that gut like nasty bloating, and so all of that, just I had more energy to do things, and my joint pain was gone. And you know, that made the biggest difference right there. I was sleeping better at night, and that made a difference. So it kind of just all played a part together. But yeah, it was like that aha moment where I was like, okay, I can actually heal my body with what I'm putting into it. And so I just really had to take time to figure out what worked best for me in my particular body, because we're not all the same. And we're all, you know, what might be good for me might not be good for you, or what might cause me to have health issues might not be the same for you. And so that's why the diet journal, I think, played such an important role in my journey as well. And a very tedious process, but it was definitely eye-opening to see it all written down as well. So
I'm glad you bring up the diet journal because I feel like that's something that can be very beneficial, but time consuming and often we can forget to do so. So, do you have any tips to kind of help us be able to stay on top of it from your experience? Like, what made that easier for you?
So actually with the birth of my daughter, about she's it'll be it's a year and a half ago, pregnancy changes your body. And so I started having more sensitivities after she was born. My body's just trying to get back to normal. So actually I just got done doing another diet journal to kind of see some symptoms, maybe do like a more anti-inflammatory diet. And it was hard. It's hard. It's a hard discipline to do. But if you have a sheet and you keep it like in the kitchen and you just write down what you're eating and you try to eat as simply as possible, with, you know, whole foods, don't like include all these condiments. And I mean, I love condiments, but you know, when you're doing this, you really, I mean, you really want to get to the root of what's causing you the issues. And so you really need to take a look at foods individually. And so keeping that diet journal, I mean, there's templates online you can find, or you can just even use a notebook if you want, but just be very descriptive and just really commit to doing it. And it doesn't have to be long-term, you know, it just needs to be at least a few weeks to a month. And I know that seems like a long time, but it goes fast. So, I don't know. I found that if I kept my journal right in the kitchen, I was more apt to fill it out. So
you made it convenient. That's an amazing tip. Put the log somewhere you're always going to see it.
Yes. And
you put it away, you're never going to do it.
Yep. Nope.
Awesome. Awesome. So then what would you say? Did you come up with a plan to start continuing to kind of heal and start feeling better?
I don't know if you've heard of the MRT blood test. It's a blood test that you can get that measures what foods actually cause your body inflammation. And so I decided to, there's a million foods, different foods out there, right? And if you have a wide variety of foods that you eat, it might be a lot more challenging to kind of pinpoint which foods are causing issues. And so I wanted the starting point of foods that I knew were safe for my body, that were not causing me to have inflammation. And then based off of that is what I created my meals with, and then kept my diet journal, and then slowly add other foods back in. You want to have a good variety of foods in your diet, but you need to make sure you know which ones are best for you and your body.
Interesting. And what would you say were some obstacles that you came across along the way?
Well, with kids, it's very difficult because, you know, you're trying to feed everybody the same meal all at the same time. So you're not cooking five different meals, you know. So I tried to get really creative with my special ingredients compared to what my kids will eat. My husband will eat anything. So good thing he's not a picky eater. But so that was kind of a challenge, trying to be creative in the kitchen. I know that we tend to run out of time to cook now, and so we eat out a lot more than maybe we should be, because we don't know what they're putting in our, you know, in our food. And so, you know, cutting back on eating out, which is another challenge with, you know, time and kids and all that. So those are the two biggest challenges, I think.
Yeah, kids can definitely put change plans without you wanting to, but more like needing to.
Yes, especially young kids, because you can't explain to them like, this is, mommy has to do this. So
I 100% can relate to that. I've tried to have the conversations, and it gets easier when they get older. Okay. But before they can form full sentences, it's a little difficult.
Yep.
Awesome. Awesome. So what would you say has been your biggest achievement so far?
So I think my biggest achievement, honestly, is attaining a better health. And I mean, I'll say it again, we can't do anything if we don't feel well. And so that is my number one greatest achievement. And with my eyes being opened, I wanted to take that and help other people. And that's why I started my blog, because I know that there's other people that are, you know, out there suffering with the same health ailments and really searching for a way to feel better. And so my hope is that my allergy friendly recipes will help them in that way as well. So I think that's what my biggest, my blog has been great. It's turned in from a hobby to a small business, and I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful to share that with my kids, so that they value what they put in their bodies as well. But that's all great and everything, and I love it. But my main win here is definitely feeling better. So
yeah. I can definitely understand that. I think that's kind of what you've turned, when you turn your mess into your mission, I feel like that's what you've done. You turned your obstacle and your journey into something to help other people.
Absolutely. Yes. I think that's you cool. Said it perfectly.
Thank you. Alrighty. So Gina, for someone who is, as you mentioned, they're feeling the same way, they're having these issues, where would you kind of guide them to begin? Where do you start to kind of get a hold of your health? What would you recommend?
So as a certified health coach, I've worked with people who really aren't ready to take that step. So you really need to just be ready. You need to be committed and all in. And I think if you get to the point where I was just so sick and tired of feeling sick and tired that I was willing to do anything. And so you have to be in the right mindset for really embarking on this journey. It's not a diet. It's not a short-term, fix. It's a lifestyle change. And you can still enjoy your favorite foods. You just need to find a different way of enjoying those foods. So my number one tip for anyone really wanting to revamp their lifestyle is their mindset. It's not easy. I still struggle. There are days where I just want to order my favorite food in the entire world, a big gluten-packed cheesy pizza, but I know how terrible that's going to make me feel, so I don't do it. But we'll make pizza at home, or we'll just find other ways to indulge in our favorites. And also, you want to make sure that you don't focus on what you cannot have, but what you can have. I find that really helps if you really just focus on the foods that you can have, especially if you're doing an elimination diet, because there's lots of foods. This past elimination, I couldn't have chocolate, and I love chocolate, but there's other things to fill that for you. But so definitely mindset, definitely positivity, and offer yourself some grace. You can't cut everything out all at the same time. That's just setting yourself up for failure. I've been on this journey for, 7-8 years now. And I just really started going more plant-based vegan when my son was born about 4 years ago. So, it's just kind of evolved into what it is today. It's okay if you slip up and you eat something you're not quote unquote supposed to eat. Just get right back up and get recommitted and just keep moving forward. And eventually I think you'll find that crowding out those bad things and replacing them with good things, you'll look back and say, wow, I haven't had this food in such a long time and I don't even miss it anymore. Finding new ways to enjoy your favorites. And for me, I had to really convince myself that I loved to cook. And I did not grow up loving to cook or bake. I would burn everything I tried to make. And so I had to really commit to learning how to cook and really loving it. And, now it's something I do with my children, and they love it. And I think that it's so important to know, to have that skill and to know how to cook with different foods. That was probably a longer answer than what you were looking for, but
it's okay, because it was amazing. It was all great. Grace, don't focus on what you can't have. Positivity, mindset. That was all amazing, Gina. I will take a long answer that good today.
Sometimes I talk and talk and talk. I'm like, because I'm so passionate about this. But
hey, you can tell, and there's nothing wrong with that. That was okay. That was an awesome answer. So, Gina, I'd like to touch on your book, Moon Milk. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that's kind of is an interesting, very unexpected project that I worked on. I was approached by a publisher in London to write this book based off of a picture that I posted on Instagram of moon milk. And so moon milk is, it's an Ayurvedic tradition of, it's an ancient tradition, old. And so it's based on the theory of drinking warm milk before bed to help you sleep at night. And I don't know if your mom ever told you that, but my mom did, you know. I'm like, oh, okay. but in this day and age with dairy allergies on the rise, we wanted to make it friendly for those who have dairy intolerances or who choose not to consume dairy like myself. And so we made them all with plant-based milks. Scientifically proven spices and herbs to help you sleep, help you relax, help you calm down, wind down towards the end of the day. And so I created this book of 55 moon milk recipes. They're all different flavors, super easy to make. And it talks about a lot of the just the background of Ayurveda and kind of the tradition behind it and the different ingredients and how to make your milk and everything. So yeah, it was a fun project and it's been doing really well, and I'm hoping it's helping people sleep better at night and kind of wind down and just relax. So
I mean, I've definitely heard, I've never been much of a milk, just straight up milk person, but the whole warm milk before bed, totally heard of it. And it's super common. And I find that interesting that you were able to put a, you know, kind of modern twist on it. As you mentioned, you know, a lot of people have dairy intolerances now, or they're choosing not to have dairy. And the fact that you were able to create that and adapt it, I think that's really amazing. So thank you for doing that for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a super fun project, and I it goes right along with what I want to do and help more people. And so hopefully it does.
Very good. Awesome, Gina. All right, Gina. So now we're going to jump into a little fun round called the lightning round. And I just ask you some simple, quick questions, and you just answer the first thing that pops into your mind.
Oh boy. Okay.
Don't worry. It's nothing scary. So let's start it off with, what is your favorite quote?
Oh, my favorite quote. It comes from the Bible. I have a lot of verses from the Bible that I like, but so it's on my blog, actually. It's, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And so that's one of my favorites.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I will have to look into that one. Next up, Gina, who is one person that has been most influential to you while on this journey?
Most influential. You know, honestly, I think I have to give a shout out to my husband for this one, because he has been right there with me and he has not had to give up any of the foods that he has to give up, but he's been doing it with me to make it easier for me. And I really appreciate that. And it means a lot. And so he's inspired me, because I know that if he can do it, then I can do it. And then other people can do it. So
what's your husband's name?
Ben.
Shout out to Ben for being that's so awesome to have a partner that's on this journey with you. It makes it just a little bit easier knowing Absolutely. That you have a buddy to kind of bounce off of.
For sure. And he helps, you know, hold me accountable if I'm like really craving something. And he's like, Gina, you can't do that. I'm like, okay, fine.
Oh, that's great. It's usually, it could be the other way around where, you know, they're the one tempting you and you don't need to tell them, but mm-hmm. That's great. That's great to have people around. Alrighty, Gina. So last question for you. What does healing mean to you?
I think that Healing is when you feel like you are the best version of yourself, both mentally and physically, and offering yourself some grace along the way. It's a journey. I don't think that anyone, I mean, we all get sick, right? We all have our own battles to fight. And so I think that fueling our bodies with whole nourishing foods offers us that way to heal, both physically, mentally, emotionally. And that's how we achieve wellness.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. I love that, Gina. That was awesome. Gina, you have been so great sharing your health, your healing journey, all of the tips that you've learned along the way. I think it's great what you've done with the blog and sharing what you're learning, the awesome recipes, your book. You're doing so many things to give back, and I genuinely appreciate you taking time to jump on here with me and share it even more with my listeners. So thank you. And
Absolutely.
where could anyone listening benefit and go check out your amazing resources?
Well, thank you again for having me, first of all. And so you could head to my blog. It's healthylittlevittles, VITTLES .com. You can find me on Instagram, Pinterest, but everything you need to know is on my blog. You can also purchase my book on my blog. It's available elsewhere, but if you just head to my blog, you will find whatever you need to know, and you can feel free to reach out email or send me a message on Instagram or whatever, and I will try to reply.
Awesome. And guys, don't worry. I will link everything in the show notes. If you didn't catch it, just go to the show notes and you'll have it all there. And Gina, I have to ask, what does vittles mean? Is that.
Vittles, yeah. It's so funny. I know. So my dad, this is so funny. My dad actually said this like one day, like just randomly. He didn't, and he, I was like, do you know what that word means? And he's like, yeah. So it's like an old-fashioned term for like a prepared food. So healthy little like prepared food is kind of where I was going with that. So I thought it was kind of catchy, but I know I do get asked that. Like, what's vittles? But yeah, so it basically means just prepared food.
Cool. Yeah, I
Yeah.
when I first read it, I was like, wait, am I misreading this? And I was like, I gotta ask. I know there has to be
Yeah.
something behind it. So that's super cool. And now I know what Vittle stands for.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome, Gina. Gina, once again, thank you for taking time out of your busy day and joining us to help us get just one step closer to healing. So thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
To everyone listening, I'd like to invite you all to check out Gina's website. You can go to healthylittlevittles.com. Thank you to everyone for joining us on the Eczema Free Journey podcast. And remember to believe, to learn, and to take massive action. I hope you all enjoyed. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. And I will see you on tomorrow's podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Don't forget to download your free guide to improve your child's eating at theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. That's theeczemafreejourney.com/eat. See you next time.